We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Republican George Borrello. George, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be back on with you.
George, before I get any specific questions, just your initial thoughts on the $237 billion state budget.
It's a lot of money, and it's the largest budget per capita in the nation. And I don't see what we're getting for it other than, essentially a lot of payoffs to a lot of special interests. That's my overall view. I mean, we have a budget that is larger than Texas and Florida combined. Think about that. You know, the combined populations of those two states are about double the state of New York. And yet there are still people that deal with our most vulnerable citizens that are telling us they're not getting enough money. Hospitals, nursing homes, those folks that deal with people with disabilities, not getting enough money yet in light of $237 billion. So that to me is shameful.
Looking at some of those topics that they're spending a lot of money on, let's start with one of the ones that has been talked about a lot. We've had Rob Ort on here talking about this, and that is the money that's going to the, as the state calls them, going to the migrants. I believe about around $2 billion going to migrants in New York State. Your thoughts on that money being used on the migrants throughout the state?
Well, we've got $2.4 billion in this budget, $1.9 billion last year. So, you know, we're talking about, nearly over $4 billion to New York City for their self-inflicted, self-created migrant crisis, because that's what it is. I mean, what is really, really disgusting about all of this is that I actually had the chance during the budgets to directly ask the mayor of New York City, you know, all that's going on, the chaos. His words were, this is going to break New York City, that he doesn't see any end in sight. And I said, then don't you think you should rescind the sanctuary city policy? And he said, no. So this is the thing. We have the welcome mat out here in New York State. And by the way, Kathy Hochul, this is a sanctuary state, one of only 13 in the nation. Kathy Hochul could undo that with a stroke of her pen, because it was done by executive order by former disgraced Governor Andrew Cuomo back in 2017. And she won't even take the 30 seconds to sign that and rescind that executive order. So this tells you they want this chaos. They want these folks coming to New York State. They are emboldening them. They are paying for everything, every need. And yet they want the taxpayers of New York State to send literally billions of dollars to help spread that pain throughout New York State by shipping these folks all over New York State. That is disgusting. It's criminal. And every Democrat state legislator in the Senate and Assembly needs to answer as to why they're allowing this to happen. They voted for it.
Senator, I've got to ask you, you mentioned the Democrats in the legislature, the Democrats in the Senate. Are there any Democrats, you know, maybe moderate Democrats that are siding with Republicans on this that are at least showing concern about the sanctuary city status, given the situation, especially in New York City?
I haven't heard any of them actually speak out against this. I haven't heard a single one of them tell Kathy Hochul to rescind the state sanctuary status. You know, once in a while you hear a few things. But that, to myself, to me, that's just, you know, kind of covering their own butts, because at the end of the day, they've done nothing substantial to turn this around. They have really just allowed New York City the tail to wag the dog in this state when it comes to the situation. Every single state legislator, particularly Democrats that voted for this $2.4 billion, need to answer why. And even the ones that voted against it, that was political, okay, because it didn't change the outcome, not one bit. The only time Democrats vote no on Democrat bills is when they know it's not going to change the outcome. So this is the impact of one-party rule in our state. This is a runaway train. Most New Yorkers feel that the quality of life is declining in New York State. Most New Yorkers don't feel safe. They don't feel New York is affordable. So this is not just a Republican or Democrat thing. This is a quality of life issue for every single New Yorker. And the fact that we continue to allow this to happen, to waste billions of dollars while we allow people to stream into the state with the open arms of New York's mayor and our governor, New York City's mayor and New York's governor, is really something that New Yorkers need to take a pause and decide, are Democrats fit to lead in this state? And clearly the answer is no. And most New Yorkers agree with that.
Now, looking at, before we get to something else in the budget, looking at your district, a lot of the counties in your district have, you know, passed legislation saying that they will not accept migrants. Is that something more counties throughout the state should look into doing?
I think absolutely so. I mean, when that was going on, you know, in the early stages of this, you had, you know, small counties like Chautauqua County, where I live, where our county executive said, declared a state of emergency and said, no, we cannot accept these folks. We do not have the financial capabilities to handle them. And the few that did show up here, you know, overwhelmed the small charitable organizations in a poor county like Chautauqua County immediately. And the bottom line is, look at New York City, okay? 8 million people. They declared this a disaster when there was about 40,000 migrants, which was one half of 1% of the population of New York City. So if one half of 1% of the most one of the most wealthiest cities in the world could be overwhelmed by 40,000 people, it only takes a couple hundred to overwhelm a county like the ones that I represent. And even in Erie County, you know, look what happened. We heard, oh, this is wonderful. This is how we're going to grow Erie County. We're going to open these folks up. We're going to open up our arms and welcome these people to Erie County. And that quickly became a disaster. You know, they use the term undocumented. That's exactly right. We have no idea where these folks are from. We don't know their backgrounds. We don't know if they're criminals. We know nothing about them. They are undocumented. And that's why we have to understand that this is not the way people come to this country. They shouldn't come to this country that way. We need to understand their backgrounds, where they're from, what they bring to our communities before we say we're just going to open our arms and open the floodgates, which is what's happening right now.
Another topic that's had a lot of focus on it, as you mentioned before, Governor Hochul, this was something that began under Governor Cuomo, and that is the issues with criminal justice, bail reform. Now, in this budget, the governor does address retail theft, which has been just out of control, not only in New York State, but in other states throughout the country. Do you think this goes far enough when it comes to retail theft? What were you surprised to see? What were you surprised not to see?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Absolutely not. This does not go far enough. This is window dressing. This is pouring a cup of water on an inferno. Probably one of the most egregious examples is they tried to show they were being tough, and they, meaning you know the legislative Democrats and our governor, by coming up with these new grand larceny charges, you know, third degree, second degree, first degree. And they basically say it's a cumulative amount of stolen goods that you have in possession. It starts at $1,000. But it does not get to a bail eligible offense until grand larceny in the first degree, which means you have to have in possession $1 million of stolen goods before a judge can set bail. Now think about that, $1 million. That's a truckload of Louis Vuitton bags before a judge can actually hold someone. So this is nothing but window dressing. Look, at the Democrats know that they have this battle between the far left that runs their party and practical New Yorkers that see this as a disaster, that see retail shops closing, you know, particularly, by the way, in poor neighborhoods who are being impacted the most by the retail theft crisis. So they have to do something, right? But when you say to the people of New York that you have to be in possession of $1 million of stolen goods before you can be held, that is a slap in the face to any common sense New Yorker.
And, you know, bail reform, something that's been talked about. We've had DAs, you know, on the right and on the left go to Albany and plea to make some reform to the bail reform. From what I'm seeing, that as an entirety was not addressed in this budget.
Not at all. And, you know, again, Democrats, they unfortunately listen to the most radical elements of the Democratic Party. The people that wrote the bail reform laws and continue to push this, first of all, they want to go further. You know, and these people are true radicals. They truly believe that no one should be in prison ever for anything. And I mean murder, rape. These folks are as radical as they come. They believe that, you know, social justice in society means that no one should go to prison because everyone is a victim of circumstance. They've made the criminals into the victims. And the Democratic Party has played into their hands here in New York State. And look at the outcome. We can see it. People don't feel safe. Go to New York City. You can't ride the subway. I mean, it's, you know, I've said before, New York City right now looks like Gotham City without Batman. It's just horrible. And that's, this is what Democrats do. They believe that politics goes over people. They believe that the ends justify the means. And look at what we're getting as a result of this shameful, twisted social justice agenda.
Now, something I found to be very interesting was, you know, we heard all these years that we're no longer going to be able to buy gas-powered vehicles, have gas hookups to our house. Seems like in this budget, Senator, they are kind of kicking the can. Now they're saying 2050 is the year. Did someone finally tell them that the technology wasn't there, that we can't overuse the grid? What is for this now, 2050, and maybe by next budget it'll be 2080?
Well, look, we've been saying since day one this isn't going to work. We've done – there's been – and I say myself and my Republican colleagues in the Senate and the Assembly, we've said there needs to be a cost analysis, a cost-benefit analysis. New York State accounts for 0.4% of global greenhouse gas emissions. So if we spend $1 trillion, which is what's going to cost to electrify, if we wreck our economy, if we chase more families, more businesses out of New York State, it's not going to have – one scintilla of impact on global climate change. But again, this is an expensive virtue signaling game that the Democrats are playing. But now at least some of them are starting to realize, and this is not about being practical, this is about being political. This is an election year. Every member of the Senate and the Assembly are up for election. And they are realizing that canceling natural gas, that telling people, forcing people that they have to convert their home to electric at a cost of tens of thousands of dollars, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 per home. Everything else that they've told New Yorkers they must do is going to have an impact on them politically. That's why the HEAT Act, which we certainly declare a victory, at least temporarily, to have it not included in this budget, is probably going to come back next year. Because make no mistake about it, the New York City Democrats that rule the roost here in New York State want this to happen. They want to prove that they are crazier than California. That's really the goal all the time. How do they prove they're more progressive than California? And this is how they're going to do it. And so keep an eye out, because this, I think this is going to rear its ugly head again after the election. But there is a way for New Yorkers to stop that. It's to send the message that we're not going to allow this by voting for people that will take on common sense ways of running government, not this radical political agenda. The people of New York need to stand up and say enough is enough. That is the only way it's truly going to stop. We're going to stop this from happening.
You know, this number, $237 billion, I talk about this a lot during my weekday shows. You know, people are leaving New York State. You know, we saw definitely during COVID, so many people leave the state. It doesn't look like they're making any cuts in Albany. How is the state paying for a $237 billion budget?
Every time the comptroller comes out with budget projections and revenue projections, we have unfortunately seen that we're not meeting those. In some cases, you know, dramatically so. I think it was two quarters ago that he said we were going to have a 17% reduction in income tax revenue that turned into a 50% reduction in income tax revenue. Productive people are leaving New York State. Businesses are leaving New York State. We lead the nation in that. There's without a doubt a revenue crisis. And, you know, what I heard during this budget process from our New York City Democrat colleagues was we just have to tax more. Some voted no on the budget because there wasn't enough new taxes. They think, you know, the rich don't pay their fair share. All those things, all those rhetorical things that they say that in the end are just not true. The problem is what's going to happen when when those folks leave, as they're leaving now. It's going to be visited upon the middle class more so than it is now. We're already one of the highest tax burdens, if not the highest tax burden in the nation. And the more you chase out folks that are job creators, the more you chase out folks that pay those taxes, property taxes, income taxes, everything else, the more that it's going to fall on the shoulders of who's left behind. And that is a true disaster in the making.
You know, I got to ask you this question. You talked about businesses leaving, and I know this this isn't your district, and I know this is more on the city than on the state. But, you know, in New York City, starting in June, if you're on the other side of, I think it's 62nd or 63rd Street, you have to pay $15 to drive your car to work and then $15 to leave work. I mean, we already see the businesses leaving. Won't this be more incentive for more businesses to take their money elsewhere?
Well, without a doubt, yeah, that's the congestion pricing is what that's called, and there has certainly been an outcry. And I really saw all of a sudden a bunch of our Democrat colleagues speaking out against it. The same people that voted for it, that put it in place, are now speaking out against it because, once again, it's all politics all the time with them. They moisten their finger and stick it to the wind to figure out which way the wind is blowing. Well, they should have done this at first. They should have noticed that this was going to create a problem. And it's already been studied, and they're always saying it's not going to have an impact on traffic. In fact, it is going to force more traffic into areas outside that Manhattan business district where congestion pricing takes place. But, you know, I know that this is a New York City issue, but everyone in New York State needs to take note of this because every bad idea that starts in New York City has been spreading like cancer across the state. And this is something else they're probably going to see coming to a roadway near you, an area near you. And people have to understand that it used to be we could contain the crazy to New York City. You know, when Republicans were in the majority in the Senate, you could contain the crazy to New York City. Now it's spreading like wildfire across the state. Everything from bail reform changes, you know, to all these other bad ideas that have made New York City an undesirable place to live are now making the rest of the state an undesirable place to live. And that's the long-term impact.
State Senator George Borrello, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.